Does God care? That's a question that we hear very often when people are going through difficult situations. My name is Karita Mbagara, the Deputy Bishop of Christ is the Answer Ministries. I want to suggest that there may be a reason why people think that God does not care when he's not answering their prayer. And to do that, I want us to turn to the book of Judges. I will read three verses, chapter 6, verse 6, 7, and 8. And this is what the Bible says. Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help. When the Israelites cried out to the Lord because of Midian, he sent them a prophet who said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery." It is noteworthy that when Israel cried out to God, he did not deliver them immediately. Instead, he sent them a prophet. It is important for us to note the function of a prophet for us to truly understand what I'm trying to say. A prophet is a spokesman for God. He is the one that is sent by God to speak to his people and tell them what God expects of them. And so, when God sent this prophet to the people of Israel, it was to come and tell them, "I am the Lord who delivered you." And if you read on, he continues to say, "Nevertheless, you have abandoned my ways. You have gone according to what you desire to do." So he was telling the truth. It was a difficult truth. You could even say the bitter truth, because they wouldn't want to receive that. But you see, it is the truth that sets free. Not truth by itself. It is when truth is obeyed. And God was giving them the truth. The truth is, you are out of line. You have derailed. And because of that, you have not experienced my mercy, my grace, my protection. That seems to be the message that God was sending the people of Israel. And I want to say that even today, it seems to be the case. We pray, we ask God to get involved in our issues, but we don't want to follow his instructions. We don't want to live according to the truth. And it is important, therefore, for us to be reminded that what will keep us in God's favor is by us walking according to the instructions that God has given us. It is noteworthy that it says God sent a prophet. He is unnamed. We don't know who that prophet was. Perhaps meaning that he was not a very popular prophet, or it was not important for the prophet's name to be known. That may tell us that the truth is truth, whether it comes from a minor person. If he is speaking what is God's truth, we better pay attention to it. It doesn't have to be a great preacher, a great man of God, or a great woman of God for us to actually know that it is God's truth. So many of us have disappeared from the radar of God because we have failed to follow the truth that we have heard perhaps from our churches, but we don't think our pastors are too great, or we don't even think the member of our Bible study leader can be used of God. But he speaks the truth of God. I want to say, wherever truth is found, it needs to be obeyed. Maybe this is God's way of even sending truth to you. I may be that prophet that God has appointed for you, so that as you listen to this message, you can change your ways. You can look and see, where have I gone astray, so that God may start answering your prayer. If you read that story of Gideon, which is narrated hereafter, it started there. He started amending his ways, cleaning issues to do with his spiritual walk and worship. And after that, there is a great victory that is hereafter repeatedly quoted because of what God did for the people of Israel. It may be small beginnings like this that will bring a revival in your life. And I want to encourage you to examine yourself And if there is something that God has been, you know, pointing out by sending different people to repeat a similar message, or wherever you go, you have a similar message being pronounced, look into your ways and amend them, and then ask for God's help, and He will come through for you like He came to help the Israelites. Have a blessed time. If this is a blessing to you, or you know somebody who can benefit from it, please share it with them. And see you next time we put up a video, because I believe you are going to subscribe. Have a great time.